Good morning.
大家早上好。
Good morning.
大家早上好。
There we go.
啊，这很好。
Welcome to church.
欢迎大家到教会来。
Welcome to church.
欢迎大家。
This is church, brothers and sisters.
这是教会，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
God is here.
神在这里。
God is here.
神在这里。
When God is here, He does something special.
当神与我们同在的时候，他会就会行出一些奇事来。
He gives freedom to His people.
他给他的子民有自由。
He brings the spirit of understanding.
他把这个属灵的悟性赐给我们。
He brings love and forgiveness.
他带给我们爱和饶恕。
Because God is here.
因为神与我们同在。
So today, you might come to church today and you say, I'm looking for God.
也许今天你到这里来是来寻找神。
Do not look any further.
不要再到别处去寻找了。
Because God is here.
因为神就在这里。
Open your heart.
打开你的心。
And receive His love.
接受神的爱
because His love,
因为他就是爱
is unconditional,
是无条件的爱
His love,
他是爱
is good for our soul,
他是对我们的灵魂是有益处的
Do you know His love?
你认识他的爱吗
Have you experienced it?
你经历过他的爱吗
I pray that you will experience this love.
我会为你们要经历神的爱而祷告。
That it will move you every day.
它会每一天都在激励你。
It will change the way you live your life.
它会改变你每一天你这种生活的方式。
Because there's no greater love than this.
因为没有比神的爱更伟大。
There's no love like God's love.
没有人的爱与能够与神的爱相比。
God's love,
神的爱
came down to us,
是从天降下。
God's love lived on earth,
神的爱活在地上。
Jesus himself,
耶稣基督他自己
is love,
就是爱。
Jesus is love,
耶稣就是爱。
We live in a world where there are almost 8 billion people.
我们现在所生活的世界大概有80亿人。
Almost 3 billion.
大概有30亿的人。
Have never heard of that love.
从来没有听说过神的爱。
Almost 3 billion people have not been reached with the love of Jesus.
大概有三十亿的人，他们从来没有听到过耶稣的福音。
Do you know that love?
你认识神的爱吗
？Can I hear an amen? Do you know that love?
请大家说。
Very good. You do know the love of God.
你们确实认识神的爱。
But there are others who've never heard this love.
但是有一些人，他们从来没有听说过。
Whose idea is it that we should talk about this love?
这是谁的意思？就是我们一定要谈神的爱。
Was it my mother?
是我的母亲让我这么做吗
？Was it our pastor?
还是我们的牧师让我们这么做
？Was it our leaders?
还是我们的领袖们
？No，
不是的。
It was Jesus.
是耶稣。
We just read in the book of Matthew.
我们刚刚读到这个马太福音。
28:16-20. Before we do read again that part, I just want to say thank you to Pastor for this invitation to be here.
我们在这个读这段经文之前，我特别要感谢我们的牧师来邀请我今天。
Thank you to the leaders here at church.
也谢谢教会的领袖们。
For trusting me with this responsibility of God's word.
这样的信任我，让我来传讲神的话。
I work for Operation Mobilization.
我是为这个动员动员差会来工作的。
And we take the gospel of Jesus all around the world.
我们是把这个神的福音传遍全世界。
And we ask others to join us.
我们也希望有其他的人来参与，加入我们。
And you join us in various ways.
你可以加入我们用不同的方式。
And I will teach you in a minute how to join us in that journey.
下面我就来告诉大家怎么样你能够来加入我们与我们同工。
But before we talk about that journey, we need to agree who told us to do that.
在我们谈这个旅程之前，我们先要明白是谁让我们这样去做。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord Jesus,
主耶稣，
thank you for your word.
谢谢你的话。
Thank you that it is true.
这是真实的话语。
It is rich.
是丰富的话语。
And it will touch our hearts.
将会触动我们的心。
Let it reach us all today.
让你的话语触动今天我们所有人的心。
By the power of your Holy Spirit.
靠着你圣灵的大能
，change lives，
改变我们的生命
；direct lives，
引导我们的生命
；heal where healing is needed，
来医治我们需要医治的人
；come Lord Jesus，
主耶稣，求你来
；and lead us in your name，
奉你的名来引导我们
；Amen，
阿门。
We're going to talk about the seven habits of missions-minded people.
我们要来谈有七个具有宣教理念的这样的习惯。
If we all agree that there's a need for God's love around the world,
如果我们都同意这个世界确实需要神的爱，
then we must respond.
我们就必须有回应。
That song was very powerful.
刚才那首诗歌是非常有能力的。
We have a story to tell to the nations.
我们对这个世界，我们有一个故事要宣讲。
We have a message to tell to the nations.
我们对世界有一个信息。
We have a song to sing to the nations.
我们对世界有一首诗歌。
But Jesus says in Matthew 28,
耶稣在马太福音28章这里讲到
，In verse 18, he says,
在十八节
，Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me."
耶稣近前来，对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
So the first thing we see there is all authority.
我们首先看到的是所有的权柄。
All authority belongs to Jesus.
所有的权柄都是属于耶稣的。
So when he sends us, he sends us with authority.
当耶稣差遣我们的时候，他是差遣我们用所有的权柄来差遣我们。
When I was young,
当我年轻的时候
my uncle would say, "Hey, would you like to go and buy bread?"
我叔叔会对我说，你愿不愿意去买面包
？And he would give me the money.
给我一些钱
and I would run to the store.
我会马上跑到店里去买。
It gave me joy to be sent out and buy bread.
他给我钱让我去买面包，让我很快乐。
And I remember one day.
我记得有一天。
I was coming back holding the bread.
我回来拿着面包回来。
And also the change from the store.
还有这个店员找给我的钱。
And I met a group of hooligans, robbers on the hooligans.、
哦、然后我就遇到了一群抢劫的人。
They said they wanted the bread and the money from me.
他们说我们要你的这个面包和这个钱。
I turned around and I said, "You can take it."
我转过身来我说你可以拿走。
You can take the bread and you can take the money.
你可以把面包把钱。
It's not mine.
因为那不是我的。
You're not stealing from me.
你不是从我这儿。
You're stealing from my uncle.
你是从我那个叔叔那里。
Oh, if he gets you,
如果我的叔叔
you're gonna be in trouble.
你们就有麻烦了。
I said, okay, no, you keep the bread and you keep the change.
然后他们就说，哎，那还是你自己留着面包和钱吧。
Their authority.
因为这个叔叔这个权柄
is not mine.
不是我的。
It belongs to the one who sent me.
他是属于那个差遣我的人。
So when Jesus sends you,
当耶稣差遣你的时候
he sends you with that authority.
他就差遣你。
When you come in the name of Jesus.
当你来的时候你是奉主耶稣基督的名而去的。
In the name of Jesus.
是奉主的名。
I don't know, brothers and sisters, what you know about that name.
我不知道你们了解耶稣的名吗
?But all tongues and all nations and all people will bow at that name.
所有的这个所有的这个种族所有的这个语言他们都要在耶稣的面前来跪拜。
Then the second thing that Jesus does there in verse 19.
那么第二件呢就是在十九节这里。
It says, therefore go and make disciples of all nations.
耶稣说你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
Make disciples of all nations.Baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
All authority.
所有的权柄。
All nations.
所有的万国。
So Jesus is intentional.
所以耶稣他是有目的的。
That we should go to all nations.
我们应该要去向所有的向万民来传福音。
There are so many nations, brothers and sisters, who've never heard, who don't even have a Bible in their own language.
还有很多的国家，他们从来没有听说过福音，甚至没有一本圣经。
But we have a tragedy in the church.
但是在教会里呢，我们有一个非常tragedy， 让人这个。
We have a problem in the church.
教会里也有问题。
Do you know what that problem is?
教会的问题是什么呢
？We've become disobedient.
我们不顺服。
The Church of God has become disobedient.
神的教会是不顺服的教会。
Because here it says all nations.
这里谈到是万民所有的国家。
We're not going anymore.
我们现在。
We're not going to reach these nations anymore.
我们现在不再去向万民传福音了。
We've become too comfortable.
因为我们已经太舒适了。
All around the world, there's a church of God.
世界上所有的教会都是这样。
But today we need to learn how to be uncomfortable.
今天我们要学习怎么样过一个不舒适的生活。
And obey.
顺服。
The discomfort of missions.
顺服这种宣教所带来的不舒适。
So we've agreed, or if you do agree with me,
所以我们都同意。
It's not my idea, this nations and missions thing.
这个不是我的主意有这样的这个宣教的。
And it's not your idea either.
也不是你们的主意。
It's the idea of the one who has authority.
而是只有那位有权柄的是他的主意。
He says all authority.
他说所有的权柄。
And he says all nations.
所有的万民。
And then he says.
然后他说。
In verse 20.
在二十节。
And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am always with you.
教训他们我所吩咐你们的我就常与你们同在。
Isn't it amazing?
是不是非常的奇妙的一件事
?That God sends you to do a mission.
神差遣你去做宣教。
And he says, you're not going to do it alone.
他说不是你单独在做。
You're going to do it with me.
你和我一起同工。
We're going to go together.
我们要一起去。
This is amazing.
这实在是非常奇妙的。
My uncle sent me on my own.
我的叔叔是把我自己
to go buy bread.
买面包。
But God
但是神
does not send us alone.
并没有让我们单独的出去。
If someone here says, God send me anywhere,
如果有人说神差我去任何地方
God will respond.
神要神要这个有他要这个负这个责任。
So we are seeing young professionals now around the world.
我们在世界上看到很多年轻的专业人士。
Accountants.
会计师了。
Businessmen.
商业的。
Name it. All professionals realize who are Christians by.
所有的这些基督徒的专业人士。
They are looking for jobs.
他们在寻找这些工作。
In countries where the gospel is not there.
在一些基督福音不能自由的传的这些
国家。So they go become a teacher in that country.
所以他们就可以在那个国家成为一名老师。
Or they become a businessman in that country.
或者成为一个做生意的人。
So they could preach the gospel.
然后他们可以来传扬福音。
So there is no excuse.
所以呢，我们没有什么那个借口。
But God is still sending also pastors, preachers into the nations.
神仍然差遣我们的牧师、我们的传道人向所有的国家去传福音。
So maybe you are saying to me, Brother Bumi.
也许神会对我说，普米弟兄。
But I'm here.
我在这里。
I'm in Toronto.
我在多伦多。
What can I do?
我能做些什么呢？
I'm glad you asked me that question.
神说我很高兴你这样来问。
Because I have an answer for you.
因为我对你这个问题有一个答案。
I want to help you to get these seven habits.
我想帮助大家这个在这个七个习惯上。
Of missions-minded people in their everyday world.
有宣教意向的人。每一天的生活该是如何
？The first habit, brothers and sisters, is investigating missions.
第一个呢，就是要要对宣教有一个调研。
Befriend a missionary.
和这个宣教士成为朋友。
Pray for missions.
为宣教来祷告。
Give to missions.
为宣教来捐助。
Get personal exposure.
你个人呢也对宣教有一个这个亲身的接触。
Share the vision.
分享这个宣教的意向。
And adjust your lifestyle.
然后呢调整你的生活方式。
Remember, why are we answering this? Why are we saying this? Is because we are obeying Jesus.
我们之所以要这么做是因为我们要顺服耶稣的教导。
This is not some wonderful business ideology.This is because we are responding to Matthew 28.
这并不是什么一些这个很好的这么一个这个策划等等，这是因为我们要回应马太福音28章的教导。
Brothers and sisters, do not excuse yourself from the Great Commission.
弟兄姐妹，不要为你自己来找借口。
If you do, you're missing out of something really wonderful.
如果你找借口，那你确实失去了非常美好的这个事情使命。
So number one, let's investigate missions.
第一个，让我们对宣教有一些调研。
The question that you have to ask yourself every day, what is God doing around the world?
每一天，我想大家要问自己的一个问题，就是说。神他现在在世界上他在做什么
What's God's bigger picture?
神这个伟大的这个图画是什么
God's bigger picture is redeeming people back to himself.
神呢伟大的这个计划他是要把人赎回来救赎回来。
People who've sinned and walk away from him.
人犯罪离开了神。
People who've decided to repent of their sins.
人犯罪，但是他们决定要来悔改。
And come back to him.
他就会回到神的面前。
So that's why we do missions.
这就是为什么我们要做宣教。
We do missions because we want Jesus to be worshipped by everyone.
我们参与宣教，我们是希望耶稣的名被每一个人都尊崇。
Why do people wear the Leafs shirts when they go to watch their game?
为什么人们穿着那个就是那个运动的那个
For hockey.
去看冰球赛呢？
Or for the Raptors, the basketball team. Why do they wear their basketball shirt?
或者说穿着那个篮球队的那个衣服，猛龙队去看比赛。
They're so proud of their team.
因为他们为自己的这个队伍非常的骄傲。
They want everybody to know that's the team they support.
他们希望所有人都知道那个是我们支持的这个队伍。
I will never compare my God to sport.
我永远都不会把我的神和这些运动队来相比。
He's bigger than sport.
他比这些运动队更加伟大。
But people will do anything to worship. Because sport, people can worship their sports.
人们可以这么样的崇拜他们的球队。
But we worship God.
但是我们却敬拜我们的神。
We want him to be known.
我们希望我们的神被人知道。
Study what the Bible has to say about missions.
我们要查考圣经，圣经对宣教是怎么说的。
It's very interesting how many churches around the world and believers don't know what the Bible says about missions.
实际上有很多的教会，他们根本不知道圣经是如何谈到宣教的。
Learn about what the history of missions is about.
要学习这关于宣教的历史。
Who said, "Here am I, send me"?
是谁说了我在这里，请你差遣我
？Who said that?
是谁说的
？Isaiah.
是以赛亚。
We see missions right at in the Old Testament.
我们在旧约就看到了宣教。
The word send,
这个名字差遣
is where we find the word missions.
这就是我们找到这个宣教的。
Because the word send,
it
means to be sent, you are accomplishing a mission.
差遣的意思就是你被差出去完成一个使命。
And we see this idea of being sent throughout the Bible.
我们看到整本圣经都是有这样的一个这个贯穿了整本圣经。
The Bible also asks a question.
圣经还提出一些问题。
How can they go unless someone has sent them?
他们怎么才能被拆出去呢？除非有人要拆他们。
Yeah. So we need to familiarize ourselves with what's happening around the world.
我们要对我们周围所发生的一些事情要熟悉。
Why?
为什么呢？
So we could align with what God is doing.
我们就可以把我们的这个心和神目前现在要做的来对准。
Brothers and sisters in Africa, God is moving.
在非洲，神正在兴起那里的弟兄姐妹。
In one country out in the West, West Africa,
在西非的一个国家
，We baptized almost 6,000 people last year.
就在去年，我们为几乎6000人来施洗。
In the midst of persecution,
是在这个逼迫的情况下
，God is winning.
神他愿意。
And we need to be part of that big picture.
我们要参与成为神事工的一部分。
Befriend a missionary.
要和第二就是和一位宣教士做个朋友。
I would love for you to say, who do you know that is doing God's mission around the world?
我非常希望听到大家来问我，你知道哪位宣教士在世界上做宣教吗？
Whenever I talk about this,
每当我谈到这个的时候
I like to embarrass the church.
我想让这个教会有一些那个
I won't do that now.
但是我现在不会这么做
I don't do it. I like to ask the question.
我想问大家问题
Put your hand up. Don't put your hand up. Put your hand up if you pray for someone who's doing cross-cultural missions daily.
如果你每天都为这个跨文化的一位宣教士来祷告，求你，请你就举起手来。
In most churches I go to, no one puts their hand up.
大部分的教会我所去的，基本上都没有人举手。
But I've stopped asking people to put their hands up because every time at the end of the church I get a long line, people telling me how embarrassed they are.
然后我就不再问这个问题了，因为每一次聚会结束以后，大家就排长队跟我说这个问题让我们觉得非常尴尬。
Let's be friends with people who are on the front line doing God's work out there.
让我们和在前线为神做工的人和他们成为朋友。
So investigate, so find out Google mission organizations.
你可以 Google 一些宣教的机构。
And ask them to send you a newsletter from a missionary.
让他们发一些宣教士的代祷信。
And just pray for them.
然后你就为他们祷告。
That's just a habit. You could do it in your own house.
这是一个习惯，你可以就在家里就可以这么做。
Because Jesus sent all of us, not only them.
因为耶稣差遣了我们每一个人，不光是一部分。
Amen.
Amen.
Are we still together?
你们在跟着我吗？
So this is habit. What was habit number one?
第一个习惯是什么？
Investigate missions.
要对宣教有一些调查。
Very good. Now, habit number two is befriending a missionary.
第二个呢是要和宣教士成为朋友。
So I leave that homework on you.
我把这个留给大家做家里的功课。
But if you want me to help you,
如果你想让我来帮助你们呢
？Of course, for those who are watching online, you can go to om.org. You can find out more information there. For those who are here at church, at the back here there are pamphlets where you could take, and then you could find ways of getting information about a missionary.
如果大家用这个上网的话呢，可以打进去这个 om 这个 .org 来寻找一些信息。另外呢，我带了一些代祷卡在后面，大家可以等一下去拿这些代祷的卡片。
Brothers and sisters, this is what D.L. Moody once said.
Moody 他曾经说过一句话
：The voice of sin is loud, but the voice of forgiveness is louder.
这个罪恶的声音是大的，但是赦免的声音更大。
Isn't it amazing? The voice of forgiveness is loud.
是不是非常的伟大？这个赦免的声音是如此。
We are forgiven people.
我们是被赦免的人。
That's where you say amen.
这是大家要说阿们的。
Are your sins forgiven?
你的罪被赦免了吗？
My sins are forgiven.
我的罪是被赦免。
They're on the cross.
我的罪已经被钉在十字架上了。
But my Savior is not on the cross anymore.
但是我的救主不
在十字
架上。He's alive. 他现在活着。
Because he's alive, I live.
因为他活着，所以我今天也活着。
And I want to tell everyone that Jesus lives.
我想告诉每一个人，耶稣他活着。
That's what missions is.
这就是为什么宣教是存在的。
So habit number three.
那么第三个
Pray for missions.
为宣教来代祷。
If a missionary would ask anything from you, is number one.
如果宣教是向你们所请求的，
please,
第一就是祷
告。Please pray for me.
请为宣教是祷告。
Please pray for us.
请为我们祷告。
Pray for missionaries who are being persecuted.
为那些宣教士正在受逼迫的宣教士
，Pray for the gospel to expand，
让这个福音可以扩展。
Pray for God's love to manifest itself through Bible studies，
让神的爱借着学习神的话，让神的爱不断的扩展。
It was Jesus who taught his disciples how to pray，
是耶稣教导他的门徒如何祷告。
And I believe you are a praying people.
我相信你们也是一个祷告的人。
How many of you know that prayer works? By show of hands.
你们知道有多少人知道祷告是有功效的？请举起手来。
Amen.
Amen.
When you pray,
当你祷告的时候
，God listens.
神就垂听。
He responds to the prayers of the righteous.
他会回应义人的祷告。
Imagine if we asked him every day, Lord, let your word reach people.
可以想象一下吗？如果我们每一天都这样祷告，神啊，求你的话来传向万邦。
So this habit,
这个习惯
make sure you have a regular prayer time.
你要有一个很固定的祷告的时间。
And just praying for the world.
为世界的万民来祷告。
At the back there on our table, I have cards, prayer cards that you could take and put them on your fridge or inside your Bible to pray for 4 or 5 countries.
我带来一些祷告的卡片，是为不同的国家祷告。你们可以放在圣经里，每天为他们祷告，或者放在冰箱上，每天都为他们代祷。
You don't need a visa to pray.
你不需要一个信用卡来祷告。
You don't need to pay for a flight ticket to pray.
你也不需要花一张机票为了是给他们祷告。
You can pray where you are.
你可以就在你所在的地方为他们代祷。
And God will respond.
神会回应你的祷告。
Here's another thing that we forget when we pray.
当我们祷告的时候，我们会忘记一件事。
Keep alert for answers to prayers.
你一定要这个警醒神所回应你的祷告。
Because God does answer prayers.
因为神确实回应祷告。
Give to missions.
为宣教来捐助。
Giving is a habit that we as a church have done for years.
给予，这是教会的多年来的一个习惯。
There are needs around the world that we keep hearing.
在世界有很多的需要。
I just want to tell you, God is good.
我只想告诉大家，神是美善的。
You know, we were praying for the country called Sudan.
当我们为这个苏丹祷告的时
候。How many of you know there's a war in Sudan taking place?
你们有多少人知道在苏丹有战争？
Yeah, we call it the forgotten war.
我们称它为被遗忘的战争。
Because people are focused on all the others.
因为人们都专注在其他的事情上。
We've been praying for our brothers and sisters in that country, and we've been asking the Lord to send aid, food aid.
我们为那个苏丹那个国家的弟兄姐妹来祷告，我们也求神为那个国家拆去这个救援的物资。
Amazing how people are responding in Canada.
在加拿大人们的回应是非常的奇妙的。
But I would say, get into the habit of giving to world evangelization.
我们要有一个习惯为世界的宣教来捐助。
There are many, many wonderful organizations around the world who are taking the gospel overseas. Join them also in giving.
在世界上有很多非常好的宣教机构，他们把福音传向万邦，你们都可以参与这样的机构来捐助。
There's a lady called Amy Carmichael.
有一个姐妹叫做 Amy Carmichael.
She says, "You can give without loving, but you cannot love without giving."
你可以给予而没有爱，但是你不可能爱却没有给予。
So we're number five.
第五。
So those who are already feeling like we are almost there. Hang on, we are almost there. Only two more and we're there. So buckle up. Yeah?
我们马上就要结束，我们已经进入到第五了。
Why are we doing these habits?
为什么我们要有这样的习惯?
Because we are responding to the one who said, go into all nations.
因为我们是在回应神告诉我们，让我们要去，使万民做他的门徒。
Because so often when I say, when we as missionaries or mission agencies come to churches and we say, go to all nations, people get so afraid.
当我们作为宣教机构到教会去的时候，我们让人要出去，但人们往往就有些害怕。
I said, no, I'm comfortable here. Don't move me, Brother Bumi.
我在这里已经很舒服了，你不要让我出去。
But when God moves,
当神在感动你的时候，
He's not going to ask for permission.
他不会问你可以不可以。
Amen?
Amen.
He doesn't say, well, can I move?
神不会说我可不可以让你出去。
He says, all authority is mine.
他说所有的权柄都是我的。
So habit number five,
所以第五个习惯
is getting personal exposure.
你要有一个亲身的一个接触。
Like a short-term missions.
就像一个短期的宣教。
Again, I embarrass the church at this point. But I'm not going to embarrass you.
我又要使教会感到尴尬的一个题目了。
Don't put your hand up, please don't.
你就不用举手了。
I often ask at this point,
我常常在这个时候会问一个问题。
Who has ever been on a short-term missions outside of the country that they live in?
你们当中谁去做过加拿大之外的短宣？
1 week?
一个星期。
2 week?
两个星期。
Or 4 days?
或者是四天。
There are people in this church who have done that. I see some hands over that side.
我知道在这个教会有人确实出去过短宣。
It's a wonderful habit.
这是一个非常美妙的。
I know we are working very hard in our jobs.
我知道大家都在工作当中非常的努力。
In our careers, in our families, we're working hard.
我们有家庭也是工作的非常的辛苦。
But I want to advise you.
但是我想建议大家。
If you ever want to experience what God is doing around the world,
如果你想亲身经历一下神在普世现在所做的工，
go on a short-term missions trip.
你就出去短宣吧。
It will give you so much perspective of what God is doing.
它会让你看到很多很多神目前他现在正在做的。
We could gladly show you where they are.Those opportunities.
我会很高兴地介绍给你很多的机会。
There was a guy I met. He says, listen, I don't know how to preach the gospel.
有一个弟兄他叫 Nat, 他说我不知道怎么传福音。
But I love Jesus.
但是我爱耶稣。
Hello, okay, that's good.
我说那很好。
I'm a builder.
我可以帮助你。
I build things with my hands.I build things with my hands, tables or anything I can build.
我可以把任何东西都能够建筑起来。
Where can I go?
他说那我能去哪儿呢？
I just want to build things for people.
那个弟兄说我可以用手来做东西，建筑东西，我能去哪儿呢？
I thought this is amazing, man.
我就觉得这
很好。Of course, I have something for you.
我说我有一些事儿你可以做。
And we sent him to a country. We sent him to a country for 2 weeks.
我们就让他去一个国家去了两个星期。
Oh my goodness. What a servant.
我的天哪，他简直是一个这么好的一个仆人。
What a servant of God he was.
真的是神非常忠心的一个仆人。
Whilst the other team was going out preaching in the gospel, he was building a house.
当其他的团队在出去外展的宣教的时候，他这位弟兄在建一个房子。
He says, "This is my service to God."
他说这就是我服侍主的。
2 weeks.
两个星期。
He used his gifting.
他用他自己的这个恩赐。
That was his exposure.
这就是他对于宣教的经历。
Second last.
第六个。
Share the vision.
要分享这个意象。
Can you share Matthew 28 with your family?
你能不能和你的家人分享马太福音28章？
Your grandchildren.
和你的孙辈们分享。
Your children.
和你的孩子们。
Your friends,
和你的朋友
Matthew 28,
马太福音二十八章。
God sending us to the world is the vision.
神差我们出去，这就是这个意象。
Hudson Taylor says,
戴德生说
God's work done in God's way will never lack God's supply.
神的工作是以神的方式来做，就永远不会缺乏神的供应。
Let me tell you this. Whether you respond or don't respond, God's mission is going to continue. Whether you respond or do not respond, God's mission will continue.
无论你们会不会回应神的这个使命，大使命，宣教的大使命，神的宣教，它都会持续的进行的。
If the GO bus or the GO train leaves at 7,
如果这个火车它七点钟开车
，It's going to leave at 7.
它七点钟就会离开的。
Whether you we are in the bus or you are not in the bus will leave at 7.
无论我们在不在车上，这个车都会开的。
But it's great if you are in the bus.
但是如果我们能够在车上，那将是一个非常美好的事。
Because you will fulfill your tasks.
因为那会我们就会完成我们的使命。
But it's great if we are part of God's vision.
如果而且呢，我们成为神意象的一部分。
Because we will fulfill the great commission.
因为我们将会与神同工来完成这个大使命。
Together with him.
与神一起来完成。
Which is a privilege.
这是非常有特权的一件事情。
And an honor.
是很这个有荣誉的。
So identify others with similar interest in your area.
在你的这个周围呢，你去寻找一些有同样的这个兴趣，对宣教有同样兴趣的人。
And gather and pray together for different kinds of nations around the world.
你们一起来为不同的国家来祷告。
Yes, you can pray about other things.
你可以为其他的事情来祷告。
But,
但是呢
,let the focus be the nations.
让你祷告的焦点是在万民身上。
Just like that song we sang.
就像我们刚刚唱的那首诗歌。
The nations.Let it be the focus.
这个万民应该是我们的这个焦点。
Finally,
最后
in conclusion,
做一个结束。
This is where people can wake up. In conclusion, where are the people been sleeping? Get away.
当我说要做结论的时候，人们就醒过来了。
I'm joking.
我只是开个玩笑。
Adjusting our lifestyle.
你要调整你的生活习惯。
Jesus says, teaching them all that I have commanded.
耶稣说你要教导他们凡我所教吩咐你的你都教导他们。
In fact, it says, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded.
耶稣是说你要教导他们来遵守来遵行我所吩咐你们的。
We adjust our lifestyle
我们来调整我们的生活方式
，because of the teachings of Jesus，
因着耶稣的教导
，because of His commands，
因着他的命令。
I'd say to have this habit of adjusting our lifestyle，
为了能够来调整我们的生活方式呢
，it's a very difficult one，
这的确是一个很难的
，because we already have established habits，
因为我们已经形成习惯了。
D.L. Moody also says this.
穆迪呢，他说过这样的话。
Our greatest fear should not be of failure.
我们最惧怕的应该不是失败。
But of succeeding at something that does not matter.
而是得胜那些无关紧要的事儿。
Being successful at something that does not matter is a failure.
Being...如果在那些无关紧要的事上你们是成功的那实际上就是失败的。
He's so good at it, whatever it is.
穆迪是这个话说得非常的好。
Someone can be so good at something, whatever they are doing.
无论有些人他可能在某些方面他做得非常好。
But it does not add value to the kingdom of God.
但是对于并没有神的价值。
If we are going to be people who are missions minded,
如果我们要成为有宣教意向的人，
In what way does our lifestyle show it?
我们的生活方式将会 有什么样的这些改变呢？
So today I want to make a call.
今天我想有一个呼召。
To people in their hearts who say,Lord, I want to adjust my lifestyle to be missions minded.
让主对主说，主啊，我愿意让我的生活方式来改变，成为有宣教意向的人。
I want my lifestyle to start thinking about those who don't know about God's love.
让我的生活方式因着想到还有一些人他们不认识神的爱而改变。
If you're that person,
如果你是这样的人
and you know in your heart,
你知道这个你的心
I want to pray for you now. Let's all close our eyes.
我来为你祷告。
If you're that person, I want you to put your hands in an open position like I'm doing.
如果你有这样的心智，就求你把你的双手来打开，像我这样。
And I'll just pray for us.
我们一起祷告。
Thank you, Jesus, for your word.
感谢耶稣，感谢你的话。
Thank you that you call us into service.
谢谢主，你呼召我们来服侍你。
Lord, I pray for these people.
我为这些人祷告。
That their lifestyle will reflect missions.
让我们的生活方式能够反映出宣教的意向。
Show them how it is to follow these habits.
主啊，求你显明给他们如何来跟随你的意向。
Thank you that all authority is given to you.
感谢主，所有的权柄都赐予你了。
And that we are responding to your authority.
我们来回应你的权柄。
Thank you that you are sending us to all nations.
感谢主，你把我们差出去向万民传福音。
Oh Lord, let the nations not starve.
主啊，让万民不再饥饿。
Send us, Lord.
差遣我们。
Thank you that you promise that you will always be with them.
谢谢主的应许，你就常与我们同在。
You'll always be with us.
你常和我们同在。
Bless our church today, Lord.
祝福我们的教会。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.